Good morning to you all here this morning. This is Brother Wilmer Kaufman here this morning. My telephone number is 484-919-8850. I would like to this morning go to Matthew chapter 8, verse 5 to 13. It gives a story here of a centurion that had a servant that was grievously ill and tormented. He was sick of palsy, whatever that was, I'm not quite sure. But the thing that I would like for us to look at here this morning is Jesus several times said that he that seeketh to save his life shall lose it. But he that is willing to lose his life for his sake, meaning Jesus' sake, and for the sake of the Gospels, shall find it. So this morning, I would like to look at these verses here in that light. It may be a little different way of looking at it, but I would like for us, for our thoughts to be provoked here this morning to see these portions of scriptures in a little different way here this morning. There are three things that man loves, and they all three start with a P. And that is power, position, and possessions. All three of these must go in our lives. The love of these three P's must go in our lives if we want to be effectively salty in the kingdom of God or to be the light of this world. These three P's must be taken out of our life for us to be very effective. And when we look at losing our life for the sake of the gospel, or there seems to be our Father in heaven seems to have a great delight and pleasure in those that put their life in jeopardy for someone else. And there's something here that I'd like for us to look at here this morning. This centurion came to Jesus. He had a sick servant. And that is what catches my attention here. This person that was sick was not his wife. It was not one of his children. It was not his mom or his dad or his uncle or his aunt. This was a servant. Says, and when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Here in verse 8, he's saying, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. This man recognized very much that his life and the life that Christ had was a vast difference. He was recognizing this. And he recognized what all he was putting in jeopardy. The next verse explains that, "For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and another, come, and he cometh, and my servant, do this, and he doeth it." When Jesus heard it, he marveled. Why did Jesus marvel at what this man said? I guess I have to wonder at times if this verse hasn't been very misunderstood. We have to understand that this man had a position. He had a position which put him in power. And because of his position and power, he had possessions accordingly. But this man was very aware that he was stepping from one kingdom to another for the sake of his servant. And not just that, he believed that Jesus could help him. He had faith that Jesus could help him, help his servant. And this man, regardless of his position and power and possessions, knew that there was help for his servant. And he had a choice to make. Either he was not going to put his position, power, and possessions in jeopardy, and let his servant continue to suffer. Or, knowing what Jesus was doing, he could also put his power, position, and possessions in jeopardy and bring healing or be a channel to in bringing Jesus to heal his servant. So he had a choice. And apparently this man chose Jesus because, and obviously he had faith that Jesus could heal him. And we do come up to different decisions that we have to make on a daily or maybe even an hourly. Hourly, we need to make decisions. And our decisions are either going to be giving up what is for us, for others, or we're going to be selfish and try to save our life, try to save ourselves, rather than being willing to lose ourselves for the sake of another. Jesus here, when he heard it, he marveled, and he said unto them that followed, he said, "Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel." Until now, Jesus had not found someone that was willing to lay down his position, his power, and possessions for the sake of another person. Now, we have to understand again here, this was not his wife. This was not his child. This was not his mother or father or uncle or aunt. This was a servant. He was willing to lay down his position and power and possessions for the sake of his servant. And Jesus just marveled at this because until now, there was no one found with such a great faith. No, nowhere in Israel. Nowhere even amongst the people of God. And he went on to say, he said, "And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and the west, and they will sit down with Abraham and with Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out in outer darkness. there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, well, I'll wait for that till later, but the children of the kingdom, in that day, and if we watch this a little bit in our day, not a whole lot has changed. The children of the kingdom, we have a tendency of grooming ourselves or handling ourselves or carrying ourselves in such a way that we look like the children of the kingdom, but we're not willing to lay down our reputation for the sake of another. We're not willing to have our name trashed for the sake of Jesus or for the sake of another, especially not someone that we look down on. I find it interesting. You know, the way we look and act has very little to do with where we're going to spend eternity. It is where our heart is. It is whether we are willing to lose our life for the sake of Jesus or the sake of another. For the gospel's sake, we will find it. We do find this several times through the Bible where someone put his own life or his own eternity at stake for the sake of another or others. And there seems to be a great recognition from our Heavenly Father to one that does that. It says here that Jesus said to the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. The challenge for us here this morning, what do we believe? Do we believe that Jesus Christ is truly the Lord, and that his words trump over anything that we think or our own understanding? Are we willing to trust him and let go of the three P's in our life? Power, position, and possessions for the sake of the gospel. Are we willing to lose our life for his sake and for those around us? If we are, this will not go unnoticed by our Heavenly Father. Father, we just come before you here this morning. We come before you in great awe of your word. It is our desire, Father, to come before you here this morning and to surrender all into your hands. To you, Father, to surrender our lives, to surrender who we are, and to truly become who you want us to be, to truly walk in surrenderness today, to surrender whatever we need to surrender for your sake and for the sake of those around us and for the sake of the gospel. Father, we choose to walk that way, because we know that you are good and your word is good, and we know that there's none greater than you. And it is our desire to walk with you, in you, and to give up our lives for the sake of the gospel. For your sake and for those around us. Father, I pray that you would work in us whatever hinders us from walking this way. We just pray, Father, that those hindrances would be taken away from us and that we could truly walk in you, where we do not mind to give up what could so rightfully be ours and in our mind could be ours, that we could give them up for your sake, for the sake of the gospel, and for the sake of souls around us. Father, we pray these things all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.